to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, talk radio to thrive by. You know, Benny woke up today thinking that, you know, I don't know. Am I really going to be able to go to Vegas? What's stopping me from thinking about that? I've been invited to Vegas? Do a show in Vegas. You know, what's stopping me from stepping out and doing television? What is it that's going on in my head? Why do I believe that I can't do this, can't do that, shouldn't be there, shouldn't do this? What's that all about? Well, if I knew the answer to that, then I wouldn't have to bring it up on the show today. But the reason I'm bringing it up on the show is because Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. And whenever he's in the house, it's going to be about something we got going on in our psyche, in our system, in our beliefs, something that's stopping us from living life full out. Whether we wake up today and say, you know what, I cannot afford to get my nails done or my oil changed or buy that organic peach that I want, there's something behind it. The question is, what is behind it? Dr. Friedemann Schaub has been a regular on the show now, and I love that we're taking this on. We're taking on the conversation about, am I good enough? And I wish it was as easy as that to be able to wake up and say, oh, Dr. Friedemann, let me just tell you, I had an awakening today. I realized that I have a belief that I'm not good enough, but it doesn't show up like that. And today we're going to talk about what are beliefs. We're going to talk about what it means to have limiting beliefs and what Dr. Friedemann Schaub has dedicated his life to do in helping each and every one of us move beyond those beliefs. He is also the founder creator of Cellular Wisdom. The website is cellularwisdom.com, and he's been helping people across the globe remove these beliefs so that we can step into our true nature, our divine power. Because how can we truly be magnificent? I mean, how does that work at all if we're sitting there thinking, well, you know, I just lost my job. I don't have my job. Therefore, I must be loser. And somebody said that to me the other day. So today's show for me is a huge, huge, hugely important show, because today is the day you get to not only understand what your beliefs are, but you get to step into the world of not having those limiting beliefs. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us. Boy, this is a timely topic.
Thank you for having me. It's a very interesting topic, and I really love it because I think I have been struggling with limiting belief for the major portion of my life. So I think I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I love that you asked me when you came in. We were sitting and chatting, and once we get the video going, people are going to be able to see that we actually chat during the show. But you asked me, I think you asked me the question, well, do you have any limiting beliefs?
Right.
I created crust busting, okay? You've got to know a lot about limiting beliefs to create a metaphor like that. And so I'm kind of like you. It's just like, okay, which one's going to show up today?
Well, you know, it's interesting because for the last 3 months, for the people who live in Seattle, we probably had the belief that Seattle is really not a very nice place to live. It's rainy, it's cloudy, it's really miserable. And a lot of people think probably about moving. Well, for the last 3 days, we have blue sky, it's warm, it's gorgeous, and the belief shifts instantaneously. We think, this is the best place to live. It's so beautiful. How can we ever have thought something else? So what shows this little example is that we can change our beliefs. It is not something that is written in stone, something that's so difficult to change. One of the beliefs that people often have, well, I believe this for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know how to change it. Well, it's possible. We do it all the time with other things outside of us. All we need to do is to find out how can we do it internally, and that's what the show is about.
Well, and I think it's really kind of cool to really start off with, you know, I got this screen just glaring at me, you know, and today's topic is de-identification, breaking through, I am not good enough. And I think we have to start with a conversation about beliefs. I mean, this is what you talk about. I wasn't kidding when I said that we have I'm not good enough going on all the time. We just can't see it as that. It shows up in some very seductive ways. So what role does belief play, and what, quote, are beliefs?
Well, beliefs are, in general, just statements that we make to ourselves about reality that we believe are true, or, you know, just take as this is how it is. And often, as you just said, we are not even aware of that we have a limiting belief. You know, when I have the first conversation with my clients, I often ask them about, so do you have limiting beliefs? And they say, no, I don't have limiting beliefs. I just know that I can never really get the job I want, or I can never be in the real. And it is a fact. It's accepted as a fact that this is how it is, and not really seen as a belief. So a belief is really something we have deeply ingrained. Most of the beliefs, the core beliefs we have for a long, long time, programmed into our subconscious, and we are looking literally through the filters of these beliefs. And you're only able to detect what is confirming the belief. So if you know, it's so interesting. I work with a lot of highly successful people that believe they are not good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have so much evidence to show for.
Right.
Wow, you know, I have done this and that, and I'm, you know, the vice president of this, the CEO of that. And they still don't believe that they are good enough, because their filter only allows the I'm not good enough information to go through, and not all the successes that they had.
I grew up, my sister, and my sister Joyce, and my stepsister, you know, my dad's remarriage. I grew up with my stepsister, and from an early age, I remember that I had these two beautiful sisters now that were part of the family. Gorgeous woman, gorgeous. And I watched her throughout her life, early age, through her 20s and 30s, not really believe that she was as beautiful, both on the outside and the inside, but on the outside particularly. And so I watched her spend her entire life on trying to, quote, make herself beautiful, because her belief was that she wasn't, and it didn't matter what anyone said to her.
Right. And that's a really interesting phenomenon. You know, for some people, it can be a driving force that really helps them to excel to complete new levels. Now, what you have to understand is that the beliefs are almost like the chasing predator that you try to get away from. So for the people who are highly successful and have been believing all their lives that they're not good enough, what often happens is that they try to prove over and over and over again that they may be good enough. But as soon as they have the success, again, they just poo-poo and go to the next one. Now, one of the phenomenons that I have noticed is once there is no way to go anymore, once you reach the top, there is nothing to prove anymore, that's when the limiting belief hits the worst. And that's when the anxiety really comes in, where you really feel like, well, I'm trapped. And it's often the time of awakening. You know, as long as you can run away from the limiting belief, you're kind of distracted. You're kind of feeling I'm doing something. Once you reach the top, and that's what I notice recently very often, that people come to me that really are at the top, and that's when it hits them the strongest. I am not good enough, and they're afraid.
I got to tell you that I'm getting a lot of emails from all over the country, really, from people that have recently are in between jobs. Mm-hmm. And a number of them are in the age range of 50 and above. And they are so clear about the fact that they will not be able to get another job, that their age is a block, that they don't even stand a chance. I mean, it's either the elephant in the room, belief, or it's being talked about openly to family and friends. I mean, this, I don't think, is an anomaly. It's almost like we have a group consciousness around this particular belief about age. How do we get rid of that?
Well, you know, I think one person at a time. But, you know, collecting evidence and looking at, well, this is not true, that nobody at the age of 55 cannot get a job. I mean, this is something that has been proven over and over again, that they are people who can get jobs. And, you know, when you look at most of the people that are in high positions, they are beyond the age of 50. So there is something about experience, there is something about the knowledge that they have gained over the years that is very valuable. Now, of course, if you are going into an interview with the idea, well, I will not get this job anyhow.
Totally.
If you write into your resume, you know, between the lines, well, thank you that you're reading it, but I know that you won't take me, it will not happen. So there is something also about the energy that you're projecting out into the world that creates your reality. And we all know this. Every listener to this show is aware of we are creating our own reality, not only in what we are seeing and the actions we are taking, but there is something that goes beyond it, something that we are attracting into our life. The law of attraction, I think everybody is aware of. There's something about the energy we are putting out that comes back to us. And limiting beliefs are one of the strongest creators of reality. And just look at your life. How does your life look like? And you know what internal you're believing.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. When we come back, we're going to be talking about where these limiting beliefs come from. I mean, did you just pop out with them, you know, when you were like 9 pounds, 10 ounces? Did you pop out and have that limiting belief? Or did something happen over time? And how do we demystify this so that each and every one of us can live the lives we truly desire? That's why Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you've got a comment or question or want to get some assistance during the show, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You want to get unstuck, be free from fears and doubts, and finally feel good about yourself. You just don't know how to get there. Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond any limitations and achieve true self-empowerment. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of 1. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at Total Transformation.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Is that Olivia? Olivia Newton-John?
Yep. This would be I Will Lift Up My Eyes.
From Grace and Gratitude?
You got it.
Wow. Good job, Benny. So appropriate and timely for today's show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. If you want to find out more about his work, what he's doing, how he is helping people, as a matter of fact, he works nationally and internationally over the phone, and you do free consultations
right.
as well.
Yes.
We want to make sure that you all have his information, www.cellularwisdom.com, or you can give him a shout at 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 866-903-6463. Today we're talking about limiting beliefs, and certainly he's the person you want to give a shout to if you've got any of this going on. I don't know if you do. I certainly know I do. And had them for quite some time. I got to say, though, Dr. Friedemann, I'm getting a bit better at it. You know what I'm saying? At least I get that I have them these days.
Which is really like 60% of the change.
I know. Well, you too. I mean, you know, we are.
Absolutely.
And that's really the difference. And, you know, the question then is, you know, where did I get them from? I mean, you know, I remember growing up with a mother that was so unlimited. But obviously, I've picked them up along the way.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting to track back where do these beliefs come from. Well, the concept is that when we are coming out at, you know, 9 pounds, whatever ounces, there is most likely, you know, already an openness to try to figure out what the world is about. You know, you have this subconscious. Even if you don't remember this consciously, there is a subconscious that's completely open to everything that's going on, around you.
Yeah.
And so anything that feels safe, that feels good, is, you know, embraced. And anything that feels a little bit more disturbing, dangerous, is kind of a shock to the system. Now, those kind of things are taken very, very seriously. Now, if you have enough of those messages, you know, of the messages from the outside, let's say you are 2, 3, or in kindergarten, you just get these little, you know, inklings that, well, maybe you're not totally accepted. Maybe you're not really, you know, embraced or approved of. There can be this shock to the system that says, well, I have to watch out. Now, after a while, if this gets confirmed over and over and over again, there is a belief forming that says, well, I am really not good enough. And in order to, for example, get the food that I need, the shelter or the love, I have to meet expectations. And this is how it happens. So there are these, you know, initial events that, you know, make us look around and wonder what's going on, that then get confirmed to a belief. Now, the interesting thing is, and we're going to come to this later, what we hold on to often, you know, now when we go back into the time, are some key events that we remember. You know, a client of mine told me once that she just wanted to, you know, play around in kindergarten and wanted to be cute. And so she was laying down on the stairs at recess or, when they had lunch break and pretended to sleep. Now, when the teacher called them all back in, she was still pretending to sleep. You know, it was just a little joke that she was doing. Came in her mind. She thought that's a creative little thing. The teacher was completely freaking out and yelled at her, and what are you doing? And yanked her arm and pulled her in. And this event was, for the rest of her life, something that kept in her mind as, oh my God, I am not really acceptable or good enough. And, you know, we're going to come back to this event later, but this event was enough for her to remember that she always has to watch out when there are authority figures, when there's somebody, you know, just basically having an expectation to think about what I need to do to make sure that this person is pleased.
Well, and, you know, boy, if that's going on, you know, what we're talking about is anyone that shows up in authority, whether it could be a spouse, it could be a boss. It could be somebody taking your ticket at an airline counter. I mean, whatever that policeman, fireman, all of that. I mean, this is a huge population of people to sort of have that trigger about.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at these influences, these are the parents, these are the teachers. I mean, the influences are about, you know, for us to be, in a sense, disciplined, you know, to make sure that we are doing what's ask from us to do.
Right.
Some of them are more authoritarian. Some of them are more supportive. But ultimately, that's the direction that we go. So you grow up completely free. You know, you do whatever you want, you know, and if you're just able to crawl, you get already an applause. And all of a sudden you go to school, all of a sudden, you know, are a little bit older, and there are these huge expectations. And if you are more sensitive and you feel like you cannot really meet up to these expectations, those kind of beliefs get seeded in. Now, there are also other cases where people tell me, you know, I have the best parents in the world. Everything was really fine. You know, a client of mine told me, I don't know why I should have limiting beliefs because I was really blessed. Well, she had a mother, though, that was growing up with limiting beliefs. The mother always told herself, I'm not good enough. I don't look good enough. I am not lovable. And so she was basically picking up as a role model, because the father was, you know, rarely at home, what the mother believed. So there's also, you know, by association, the limiting beliefs that we can pick up through those role models of that are around us.
Yeah. So tell me about this. You know, here we are, we're picking them up. So what's the big deal? What's the problem? How do they get in the way? Do we know that they get in the way? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like if we go that route, and I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about my own childhood as you're speaking. I think I was one of those people that wasn't, quote, what did you use, sensitive?
Yes.
Quite as sensitive to that. Because I'm thinking about some of the experiences I had beginning in Catholic boarding school at age 7, and I really ticked everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
And then going on through, you know, the early years, and, you know, I had a teacher that screamed at me so loudly the veins would pop out of her neck. And then I would laugh because I thought, wow, she's like looking a little like Frankenstein. So, you know, there was this dance that happened to me. Had I been more sensitive, I probably would have been traumatized by these people. But on the other hand, I probably wouldn't have been such an instigator, so to speak. But why are these a problem now? How did these get in the way? And not just a simple problem. This could really be a big problem if you're really trying to launch a dream or live the life you want.
Well, you know, they perpetuate. Often those beliefs, when we are not noticing that they are beliefs, are creating our reality, meaning that you're just acting according to those. Now, in your case, maybe you were the one who was more rebelling against those limiting beliefs, and so your behavior may have been different than the ones who took it personally and felt like, oh my God, I have to shrink, you know. But whatever the beliefs are, they usually make us act and do something according to the beliefs. Now, if you believe you're not good enough, you're probably showing it over and over again that you're not good enough. This can show externally, so that you're just never really finish anything, that you are procrastinating, that you always sabotage yourself to lose your job, that every relationship that you're in, basically, you know, somehow it ends. And you may always blame the outer circumstances, but the fact is the only common denominator are you. It may also be the opposite, that you have been extremely successful, as I mentioned before, but internally you feel always dissatisfied, always insecure, always not really happy about what you have been doing. So you have to look at your external circumstances and how you feel internally to realize, where do I have my limiting beliefs? What is really going on that deeper level?
And, you know, part of this is, you know, looking at how we can identify it. I mean, what are some of the common ways it shows up in our lives? You know, because I think you and I are talking about, you know, not believing we're good enough. But there are things that happen in our lives where it clearly, if I was working with you, you'd be able to say, oh, wow, she must not believe she's good enough. But for me, I'm just thinking, there it goes again.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that you want to start with is look at your environment. Just look at your house, look at your office, look at your, you know, living room, sleeping room.
Okay.
If this is a reflection of what you believe internally, it can already tell you a lot. You know, I have clients sometimes, they have the most, you know, you can't call it zen living room. You can imagine there's maybe, you know, a table and a chair and one picture and that's it. And that can feel like, wow, that's a really clear person. But when you really ask the person why this looks so pretty much empty, because she doesn't feel that she should buy herself something nice. She shouldn't waste money on those things. She rather spends it on treatments or therapy or any kind of other things. And what that means is that there is a deep belief of not being valuable, not having the value, unless you get fixed by somebody else, which, you know, she spends most of the money on, she's not valuable enough to buy her those things. And, you know, there's a belief around that. If you have a lot of clutter, if there is just everything filled with stuff, what is a belief about that? There is a belief about, you know, you have to hold on to it because it may, you know, basically be taken away from you. You may lose everything, so you have to hoard it. You have to keep it inside. Or you may just be, you know, completely unorganized. And there's, again, the belief internally that, you know, you're confused, that you cannot make a decision, that you don't really know what to do with your life. And beliefs, the core beliefs, are the easiest to find when you look at the symptoms. In some ways, it's like a tree. So you look at the fruits. The fruits are your life. The fruits are really what expresses on the outside. People that have health issues, that have weight issues, that have job issues, relationships, look first at that. And then ask yourself, well, what could that say about myself? Where are those things like having a common denominator? And the more often you are finding the symptoms, you can go down to the branches and see the bigger picture. Well, what is it? Does it say that I don't value myself? Does it say that I feel that people don't like me, that people are treating me, you know, badly? And what does it say about myself? So you're going to keep on asking this question. What does it say about myself? What do I have to believe so that I could create this, until you come to the deeper problem, to the root cause? And the idea is, if you change the greatest limiting belief, the deepest root belief that really affects all of those branches and all of those fruits, you have the biggest impact in your life. You make the biggest change in your life. And that's why I love the belief, I'm not good enough, because it really means not good enough for everything, in every aspect of your life, for most people.
Wow. I can't wait to talk about this when we come back from break. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Check him out on his website. He is the creator, developer of Cellular Wisdom, www.cellularwisdom.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about whether or not it's possible to release these beliefs. You know, are they so embedded? What can we do? And by the way, when we mention de-identification, what the heck does that mean? Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house, works with people all over the world. You can call him for a free consultation. We'll give you that information when we return. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Do you have subluxation? Due to common lifestyle stressors such as poor posture, accidents, injuries, and moderate amounts of emotional stress, individuals may become subluxated. Subluxations can lead to headaches, arthritis, fatigue, and many other symptoms. For your free subluxation checkup, call Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center at 425-844-8000 or visit us online at vcwc.net.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured events section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Your try for love and your cry for love. Do you learn to love yourself? Your life for love and your die.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today. Hey, Dr. Friedemann, I would like you to take a minute to let people know about the best way to contact you and also about, you know, your free consultation. So let's take a minute to do that so folks know how to get a hold of you.
Well, the best way is to either call us at 866-903-6463, 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, or just simply email us at info@cellularwisdom.com. You can also go to the website, cellularwisdom.com, click on the icon, and we can set up a free phone consultation. And usually those consultations help you a lot to already get an idea of what is it, what I'm really dealing with, what's a greater problem, and an idea of how this personal breakthrough program I'm offering can help you to bust through that.
So we started to mention de-identification, and certainly that's part of the title for the show, but I think it's a term that certainly many people are not really familiar with, and it would be great to kind of talk about what it means. And for me, what I want to know is, how does it fit into the scheme of limiting beliefs and how to get rid of them?
See, de-identification, I don't even know if it is a term. I just love it.
I love that.
Because,
I don't either.
Because it really means that we have to let go of an identity that we have taken on that is no longer fitting us. And beliefs are certainly a huge part of our identity. And if we know it or not, the beliefs are shaping the way we see ourselves and the way we see the world. So if you're letting go of the limiting beliefs, you're also de-identifying, meaning letting go of that old identity, and you're opening up to find a new one. See, the problem a lot of people have is that we have been compartmentalized in our thinking. It's like you have to have a label on your forehead, otherwise, who do you know who you are? And in the work I'm offering, what I really believe is that this is one of the biggest traps we go into. It's like we have to finish the sentence, I am. And I think I am is, you know, has a potential to be two of the most dangerous words in the English language, because it really always limits us in regards to who we really can be. Mm-hmm. There is so much more to explore of who we could be,
right,
than when we are saying I am. We are allowing ourselves even to look at or to find out.
Right. And we're not talking from a metaphysical point of view, from a biblical point of view. We're talking about how we identify ourselves. I totally relate to that, because honestly, for me, you know, when I had my first job loss, really, actually it wasn't my first, it was my second. I've actually been fired from every job I've had. And, you know, I thought about that, and somebody said, don't say that on the radio. And I'm like, wow, why not? The point is, though, that when that job, when I did make a transition from that job, I was lost in terms of identification. And I tried to carry that identification with me even when I moved out to Seattle. But I got to tell you, I went to school, I got a doctorate degree in a field that I thought was my I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work for me.
Right, right. You know, in these I am statements, are not necessarily negative beliefs, limiting beliefs. I was identifying myself for a long time with being in cardiology, a physician, you know, working at a university hospital on the way to become a professor. That's all I thought I am. Well, something deep inside of me was very unhappy with this because I didn't feel very good. I was working hard. I had all these successes, but it didn't fulfill me. So that was like a big hint that, well, maybe you're on the wrong track with this kind of identification. And I had to undergo a de-identification process. But, you know, the question is, how can we let go of limiting beliefs? And there are certain steps that I feel are really important. And the one we already mentioned is become aware of that you have a limiting belief in the first place. Don't look at the outer circumstances. Don't look at the economy, your employment status, your, you know, marriage, your whatever, as just this is done to you, or there is nothing I can do about it, or I am in this place of, well, I have just to go through this because there is nothing I can do. Ultimately, this is only a reflection of your internal beliefs. And so the faster you take responsibility and say, well, I must believe something about myself or the world that creates that, the faster you can change it.
Well, and you know, it's really interesting because, you know, and then for so long, and Benny will tell you this. I mean, Benny actually started to refer to me as Dr. Pat. Mm-hmm. And then the listeners through Benny, this evolved into, wow, we should change the show. But it is interesting to see how quickly we do identify and what happens when we get attached to it beyond the knowing. How does that play out, that attachment, that identification? How does that play out into the world of I'm not good enough? I think for me, you know, when I left that HR world, senior executive, and I wasn't it anymore. I wasn't that I am this HR executive, blah, 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 whatever it is. The question was, well, if I'm not that, then it must be nothing.
Right, right. Well,
as opposed to I am this other thing.
Exactly.
So we can go from I am this to I am.
Well, and that is where people get stuck because they believe there needs to be an answer to the I am. Who
I know.
Am I?
I know.
And, you know.
How am I going to be at parties when people ask me?
Very good question, because a lot of people ask me that. So if I go to a party and they ask me, what are you doing? And I don't have an answer, I feel so embarrassed, so I don't go to parties anymore. So they don't believe that they are good enough for who they are. They believe they are what they do. And if they don't have a job right now, well, they better hide out because they cannot really show themselves to other people. But, you know, to answer your question, if you believe I am not good enough, you will find constant evidence that this is true. And so one way of letting go of the limiting belief is to really ask yourself, looking through your life, how much evidence do you have? Question A, that this belief is true. Question B, that this belief is not true. Now, what's so interesting about this, whenever I ask people to do that list, usually the list of that it's not true, if they're really just stepping back, is way longer than the list that it's true. Because most people have more to show for. If they are not like, you know, saying, well, I only am good enough if I find the cure for cancer. If they're really a little bit more generous and even asking their loved ones, what do you believe is good enough about me? And they really collect data. What you find out is that the not good enough is usually circling around 3, 4, 5 different topics. And the good enough that they don't even let enter their mind would have way more evidence to be their core belief than the other one.
So how do I get rid of it? I mean, I wish I would have known you when I was dealing with this, well, you know, back in the day, as Benny would say. And I'm not quite sure how I figured it out. I think my spiritual practice had a lot to do with it. But there are people out there right now that are probably asking, great, I get all of this, but boy, I got to get some relief. I'm stuck. Dr. Friedman, I'm like in a big pothole.
Well, getting it is already a good thing. Congratulations. You're halfway there. Because if you're already getting that your belief that you have is something that doesn't have a lot of legs to stand on, you're realizing, well, it may not be such a strong belief. It may be something I have identified myself with because I didn't really feel like I have another option. But by even giving yourself another option, like in that flexibility process where you're looking at, well, I'm only looking here at this dirt side, and you're not seeing that there is a pile of gold next to it. If you're seeing the pile of gold, if you're seeing that there is much more of you, you on your subconscious level have already another option. If there is only one way, you go that way. If you have two ways, you can actually make a choice. Now, what's really important is to go back in time. And this is something where the work I'm offering can really help you. Timeline therapy, for example, is a very, very great way of working directly with the subconscious, going back in time and finding the root cause. Where did you make on a subconscious level the limiting decision, and what is really going on? What can you really learn from this? Timeline therapy is very effective because it really pretty much encompasses all our life in a very short amount of time. So within a few hours, you can make a huge difference. If you cannot do this right now, what I can recommend you to do is to go back in time and list about 4 or 5 events from your childhood where you feel this old limiting belief that you had identified is anchored in. And then imagine you're meeting 3 friends that are looking at this little movie of your childhood, where this situation was, and ask your 3 friends, either real friends or imaginary friends, what would you see in this situation? I saw it that my parents, for example, believed I'm not good enough. What could you imagine what this would mean? And one friend would maybe say, oh, you know what? Your parents just had way too high expectations. Another
right.
would maybe see, well, you know what? They didn't mean you're not good enough. They just meant this specific topic had nothing to do with you. And another friend would say, you know what? Your parents were just projecting their own insecurity onto you. And, you know, we know all that most of our perception is just projection. So there's no reason for you to take it personally. So, you know, there's this internal reframing process where you can get another opinion and really collect through going through different events a different way, a different viewpoint of those events that stuck so much in your mind and created the limiting beliefs in the first place.
Well, I love this because this is something that each and every one of us can do. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how each and every one of us can, you know, work with Dr. Schaub and, more importantly, take a look at our personal breakthroughs. What is his personal breakthrough program? How does that program help us? What are some of the results that he has been able to see in the people that he works with? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Future, no past, I believe.
You're invited to the Sacred Cat Ball dinner and auction to benefit Whisker City. April 18th at the Linwood Convention Center. Whisker City is dedicated to the rescue and rehabilitation of abused, neglected, and abandoned pets. Performing live at the event will be Shelly and the Curves, voted Seattle's best cover band by Evening Magazine. Don't miss the Sacred Cat Ball. Visit WhiskerCity.com for more information.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now. guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I've got Dr. Friedemann Schaub here in the house. And certainly you can find out more about him if you go to cellularwisdom.com. We're talking about limiting beliefs. We're talking about how, first of all, we've identified them. We've talked about that. How do we know we're having them? And how do you now break through, I am not good enough? And so thank you for joining us here today. Boy, this is certainly a very powerful message for all of us. And, you know, I know this is a body of work that you've created, but your results are phenomenal. And I wanted to ask you how your breakthrough program has been able to help people that up until that point weren't able to really break through.
Well, and I think the breakthrough program helps people just to tap into their potential and resources that are there, but they haven't been able to yet access them. See, most of us rely only on our intellect. You know, we are driven by our subconscious. There's the higher consciousness. More, you know, some people believe in, some people don't. But in general, there is a huge, huge potential inside of us just on that consciousness level. But all that we rely on is this little measly intellect. And we are pretty much trying to find our way through life. And in the breakthrough program, you're learning to access all of your consciousness. And you're learning to literally declutter your subconscious from the past. So limiting beliefs, for example, are only alive and only meaningful to you when there are emotions attached. So let's say there is shame. We talked in the last show about shame.
Yes.
Let's say there is anxiety. As long as you have shame and anxiety or sadness or anger on those limiting beliefs, they are stuck inside of you more than if you don't feel anything about it. Now, with the Personal Breakthrough Program, you're learning how to release all of those emotions, all this charge in the past, and literally create a complete freedom from the past. You can look at the past as a resource, but there is no negative attachment to it anymore. And so those beliefs don't have the fuel to be stuck so much in your mind. And it's much easier to learn from the past and to let go of the beliefs if they are not so stuck with those emotional charges. And that's one of the biggest aspects. Another big aspect is, as we talked about, most of the beliefs are programmed early on into our subconscious. So there is a part of your subconscious that still holds on to this old identity. And sometimes, I talked yesterday to a client who lives on the East Coast, and she has a clear turn on, turn off behavior. She's either doing everything and really putting her heart and soul in it, or she does nothing. And so there is a part of her that really believes if she does too much, she's killing herself. And the other part says then, well, if you do nothing, you're not valuable. So there are these two parts that are constantly fighting. Constantly. And her results are amazing. She was the president of a big TV company, and then she lost it all. and then she has great successes again, and then she loses it all again. So it's this on and off in her life over and over and over again, and really finding a way to communicate on a subconscious level with these two parts of her subconscious that are literally fighting with each other, and then integrating them so that she can be congruent. Also really sets the tone to then say, well, whatever beliefs either or those parts had been holding on to, now we can release it because this battle and the emotional attachments are not there anymore. So it's, in a lot of ways, a very thorough, you know, I'm being German, I like to do it thoroughly, very thorough up-to-date of your subconscious. Like, you become current with all of your conscious, subconscious, higher consciousness, and really define yourself as this person with unlimited potential and possibilities. And you live accordingly. And I think that's why people create results, because there are no more limitations. There's nothing more that stops them.
Boy, you know, as I'm listening to you, I can only imagine the relief that people get. I mean, as I'm listening to the story about this client, about, you know, her journey, having it all, losing it all, having it all, losing it all, you know, I could feel the exhaustion from that. I mean, it's exhausting, the energy, just listening to you. You know, I kind of got a little exhausted myself in that. But to get relief on that, I mean, it's almost like you're creating a life anew.
And it is. And I think it is something that is not about only looking at, well, you know, there is a big problem that you have, let's fix it. The purpose of the breakthrough program is really to identify what is the greater meaning of all of this. What can you really learn about yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, is there something that is more meaningful than, well, you know, anxiety is just something to let go of? Does anxiety have a deeper meaning? Do your limiting beliefs have a deeper meaning than just say, oh, this is all rubbish of the past, let's get rid of it? Is there something beyond that? And that's really something that I am very adamant about, because nothing in our lives has not some kind of important value and message for us that we can use to learn, expand, and grow from.
Well, you know, and I think it's also important to mention why it is important to work with someone such as yourself, because, you know, I've tried to do my own work for years, and boy, I'm just chasing my tail.
Well, and, you know, it's always good to have somebody who has a very objective and different perspective and just helps you to guide through the things
that
you
feel like. Yeah, that's not my best friend, just so you know.
Well, and the other thing that I find is really important is that you have somebody who holds you accountable. Mm. Oh. Because that's something about, you know, we talked about different ways of letting go of limiting beliefs. But one of the most effective ones is changing your actions, changing what you're doing that you have been doing in the past that confirmed that you're not good enough. So if you, for example, know that the pile of bills is a reflection of I'm not good enough, if you know the clutter in your house is a reflection of I'm not good enough, if you know that not following through with potential job leads is a reflection of not good enough, identifying these reflections, going back from the roots to the fruits, and then deciding, how can I actually make something happen in my life that reflects what I really want to believe? And then it reflects back to me through the successes and all these things that I'm creating. And having somebody, you know, that works with you and holds you accountable, make suggestions, what would be the best way with the biggest leverage to make the greatest change, that's certainly something I can offer as well.
Well, holding someone accountable, but holding someone accountable, you know, honestly, I've had people that wanted to hold me accountable, but not someone with your skill. And I think we're talking about something different here. We're talking about you, Dr. Friedemann, someone that knows what this work is about, how to do this. So there's a difference between, you know, Linda holding me accountable and you holding me accountable, because at some level, you're pretty neutral.
Right, right.
You know.
Well, and I think it's not about necessarily the, you know, initial reaction of, oh, I should do this because this looks good.
You know,
holding accountable for me is also what is true to the person, what they really want to be, how they really am on the deeper self level.
Right.
So it may not mean that this is, you know, what they initially say, this is what I should do because this is, you know, what looks good or what feels good.
Uh-huh.
It's more about what gets you really further along on your path to find out who you are and what is possible for
we
you.
We need to get it done. I mean, it's time to get some results. Dr. Friedemann Chow, my very special guest today, and he is known for the results that manifest from working with him and with yourself. Let's give out your information again, if we would. Yeah. And thank you for today's show. Boy,
thank you very much.
I needed to hear this one.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, more to talk about, and I may do another show on how to put positive beliefs into your mind.
How can you
actually bring now from letting go something fresh back into your mind. The information is cellularwisdom.com and it's 866-903-6463. That's the phone number, 866-903-6463. And thank you very much for having me.
Well, and you heard it right here. The next show is going to be about these positive beliefs. How do you then, once you've removed whatever that stuff is that's going on, those not enoughness, how do you then create that stuff that you do want? And what are the potholes? Dr. Friedemann Chow, he said it here. I think that's going to be our next show. All right, everyone, remember, you are more than you think you are, thanks to that statement from Matt James. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show.